Welcome and thanks for listening. This is your Nebraska Judicial Branch.
Thank you all for being here today to celebrate our trial courts and recognize those who work in our trial court offices across the state. Before we begin the program, I would like to introduce Chief Justice Michael Hevekin, who is with us today and will be signing the proclamation. As you are aware, the public's perception of the judiciary and our courts is often colored by misunderstandings about our judicial system, or because of something that happens at the national or in another state. A national survey by the National Center for State Courts in 2022 shows the public's trust and confidence in our court continues to wane as they lose faith in the court's ability to deliver on the key promise of equal justice for all. However, if that same survey were done in Nebraska, I have no doubt it would show Nebraskans do trust their courts, because maintaining the public's confidence and trust in the courts, specifically Nebraska courts, is a priority. It is a priority for the Supreme Court and a priority for the AOCP. But where we excel in ensuring public's trust and confidence is maintained is at the local level, with you, our court staff. In Nebraska, we have earned that trust and confidence because our court staff perform their duties and adhere to high ethical standards. You don't have to look far for everyday heroes in our court staff who perform important and necessary administrative duties, like answering a question on the phone, helping court users in the courtroom or at the counter, sitting at a desk processing e-filings and legal documents in a timely manner, making verbatim record during a court proceeding, and coordinating with parties and scheduling court hearings. What we often don't appreciate are the issues have become more complicated, the court users may be less civil and more demanding, and while technology has brought efficiencies and expanded access to our courts, we also know the technology gremlins appear at the most inopportune times. So our court staff must also be first-line IT support. But every day when they do their work in their counties, in their individual courtrooms and offices, with patience and integrity, they are truly the ones who lay a solid foundation so the public can trust and have confidence in our Nebraska judicial system. We are grateful to the over 800 trial court staff across the state supporting our district, separate juvenile and county courts. Thank you for continuing to patiently answer questions and help court users understand court processes and procedures. Thank you for collaboratively and diplomatically working with us at the state level to expand access to our courts. And thank you for the professionalism and integrity inside and outside the courtroom. Now I would like to welcome to the podium Cassandra Beathy, who's the clerk magistrate in Nemaha County, to say a few words for the clerk magistrates.
Good morning, I am Cassandra Beathy, Nemaha County Clerk Magistrate and member of the County Court Procedures Manual Committee. I'm honored to speak with you today to recognize the hardworking and dedicated professionals working in our court system. Trial court staff have the difficult task of being the first interaction people have with the court system. This interaction may be with people who are facing really challenging situations. Providing excellent customer service through these interactions is a crucial piece of establishing trust and confidence with the public and community. Establishing that trust and confidence begins with our court leaders and clerk magistrates, who create a work culture that fosters integrity and accountability. It builds when our staff are respectful, helpful, and can empower individuals by providing clear information throughout the court process. Providing this knowledge ensures that everyone, regardless of their background or circumstances, feels supported in seeking justice. Building public trust and confidence continues with court staff, where accurate, reliable data entry and review of documents are crucial in upholding the integrity of judicial administration. Our Supreme Court website offers self-help information for self-represented litigants, as well as standardized forms that make it more straightforward for the public, allowing for court staff to be more efficient. Staff that are proficient in technology allows us to adapt and troubleshoot to provide court services and video hearings, even through technology issues. Training and continuing education on our justice system, our court processes, and other specialized training ensure that we are always enhancing these skills to maintain the highest levels of professionalism and efficiency. All of these different pieces form our court system. Each staff member, each interaction with the public or area stakeholders, and each document and order we process contribute to the perception of our courts. In our smaller courts, it is one or two people wearing all of these hats. Regardless of its size, it's our court staff commitment to upholding the highest standards of service that maintains public trust and confidence. The kindness, compassion, and competence of court staff, even through difficult times, can have a profound impact on the lives of those we serve. As you go through Child Court Services Week and beyond, may you do so with a renewed sense of purpose and pride, knowing that we are not just performing a job, but we are each an essential piece to fairness and accessibility to the courts. Thank you.
Thank you, Cassie. And now I would like to introduce you to Royce Gonzalez, who's the Knuckles County Clerk of the District Court. Royce.
Thank you, everyone. On behalf of the clerks of the district court, I would like to talk today and highlight what the clerks of the district court do to enhance the trust in the public's or the public's trust in the court. Since our offices see the most interaction with the public, we represent the face of the court, and we all know a first impression goes a long ways. As officers of the court, we reinforce public trust in our institution through the following characteristics: consistency, competency, professionalism, community, and integrity. Consistency. We are consistent in our practices, from how we follow policy and procedures to how we treat each and every person. Whether they are a criminal defendant or a plaintiff in a civil trial, we do not show favoritism or preferential treatment to anyone in any circumstance. Competency. Clerks of the district court continue their education and personal growth through judicial branch education and other programs. We must stay up to date on statutes and procedures that affect our everyday duties. And when we don't know an answer, we are humble enough to ask for guidance from our trusted resources within our organization. Professionalism. Our professionalism is displayed on how we treat judges and other officers of the court with the utmost respect, but also through the way we dress and the way we talk. We set a high standard of excellence in our work. Community. We serve and volunteer in our communities. Given an empathetic face to the court, the clerk magistrate and I both serve as mentors through the Teammates Mentoring Program in our community. And many other clerks serve at various committees through the court administrator's office and in their local community. Integrity. Integrity is the most important of these characteristics. We hold ourselves to the highest moral conduct by following what C.S. Lewis defined integrity as: doing the right thing even when no one is watching. I would like to thank the Administrative Office of the Courts and Probation for recognizing such an important topic. We truly appreciate all the help and support we receive to help us uphold to these principles. Thank you.
And now I'd like to invite to the podium Chief Justice Hebekin to read and sign the trial court staff proclamation. Cassie and Royce, if you'd like to come up and stand here with the chief.
Here we go, the proclamation. Whereas trial court staff serve and support the trial courts, including judges, justice stakeholders, and the public. Whereas trial court staff are patient, dependable, and ethical when helping the public and justice stakeholders. Whereas trial court staff work diligently to ensure timely and reliable data entry of court documents to ensure a high standardized level of accuracy. Whereas trial court staff are fully committed to providing the highest possible standards of customer service and support. Whereas trial court staff continually strive to improve their knowledge base through participation in educational programs to render equal service to all. Whereas trial court staff promote safe communities by ensuring the efficient and fair administration of court proceedings, including timely processing of legal documents, scheduling hearings, managing court records, and providing assistance to judges, justice stakeholders, and the public. Now, therefore, I, Michael G. Havikin, Chief Justice of the Nebraska Supreme Court, do hereby proclaim the week of March 18 through 22, 2024, as Nebraska Trial Court Week. On behalf of the Nebraska Judicial Branch, I urge all citizens, particularly those within the legal community, to recognize Nebraska trial court staff and continue to make significant contributions to the Nebraska trial courts and the judicial system. Given under my hand, I think, dated this 18th day of March 2024. There we go. And I just want to add a couple of things. On behalf of the Supreme Court, we are extremely grateful for all of the work that all of the support staff do out there in our trial courts. And as noted a number of times today, they are the face of the court, and they are the folks who most often have contact with the folks who come into the court system. And I don't think that a lot of people realize that we are the branch of government that more ordinary citizens have contact than any of the three branches. So all of the folks in our clerk's offices and all of the other support folks who help our trial court judges and keep the court system running, not only do they serve a great service to the judicial branch, but also to all of government in the state of Nebraska. So thank you all very much. There are more of them.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll get you in a second.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thanks much.
You can have a seat.
Okay.
And I will thank you, Chief.
Thank you again for joining us to kick off Nebraska Trial Court Week, which is meant to recognize our trial court staff and their commitment to ensuring the principle of equal treatment and fairness under the law. This concludes our proclamation ceremony. Thank you.
This has been another episode of Your Nebraska Judicial Branch. Please remember to subscribe, like, and review us on your favorite podcast platform.